of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Well, hello, everybody, and I guess this is the calm before the storm, Dave, and I saw the pictures of this big kind of Nordic hurricane kind of thing coming in from the West Coast, and they're telling us that we're going to have a lot of rain. It's supposed to park in the middle of the country someplace, but, you know, we're getting ready for this, but it's very nice out where I am today. But the other storm, of course, is tomorrow at the Denver Capitol building. I guess they've moved it from the Republican headquarters out there in Greenwood Village to the Capitol. They're going to have a demonstration against the Republican primary caucus and the election fraud. And speaking of records and things like that, you know, record rainfall, record heat, record cold, all this, there was a story that I posted a little bit in our chat room ago. And by the way, there's some great stuff up there. I'll talk about some of those things. I do appreciate our folks in the chat room, Dave. But here is something that most people don't know much about, because it was basically blocked out all over the media. The media blacked out. The D.C. Jails were full of hundreds of arrested people at the Capitol protesting for fairer elections. What? You mean this wasn't as important as a Donald Trump campaign manager grabbing some news floozy?
Nope.
I can see why. You know, it was only 400 people. Apparently, this is a record of protesters ever arrested at the U.S. Capitol. Okay, police are saying that these protesters hit a record for the most people ever arrested at the Capitol. And you probably haven't even heard about this on the mainstream line media. We call it mainstream, but it should be called sludge stream. And this story is from the Daily Sheeple. TheDailySheeple.com, you go there and you can find it. A bunch of other good stories up there, of course, always. At least 400 people have been arrested in Washington, D.C. after the Democracy Spring March and sit-in at the U.S. Capitol building. Protesters focused their demands on creating fair elections and politics that are unmarred by corporations' big bucks. Wow, I mean, you know, come on, what a silly thing to protest, you know, fair elections. I mean, come on, you know, why should we have something like that? I mean, you know, are these those crazy people again, Dave? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, it's them tinfoil-wearing kooks all over the place. Yeah, we can't have fair elections. We can't get the money out of politics. No, man, what are those corporations going to waste their money on? Oh, we can't do that. Bad, bad protesters. Go to jail.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what they did, too. The Democracy Spring movement is calling on Congress to take immediate action on four key solutions, all of which aim to reduce the influence of money in politics, expand and protect voting rights, and ensure all Americans have an equal voice in the U.S. government. The group is demanding that the Senate fulfill its constitutional duties with regard to the Supreme Court. Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, they've got to do that under the law. some of these things are maybe a little bit on the edge, but the point is simply this, that people are fed up with the system. They are fed up with the corruption, and we want free and fair elections, said Singh Ungar, the host of the TV show Young Turks, right? Isn't that the way he pronounces his name, Singh Ungar?
Something like that. I don't know. It is kind of a weird name, but I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah, he was there and a bunch of other people, and there were 400 people arrested. Actually, he estimated 500 activists outside the U.S. Capitol. So this was a record of arrests, people calling for fair elections, and there's not, I didn't see anything in the mainstream news media. This story was posted on the 12th. Did you see anything about this anywhere? I was so interested in what happened in the Donald Trump campaign manager story that, you know, I could understand why people would not want to be paying attention, right?
No, I didn't see it anywhere in the corporate media. I mean, of course, that's not a big surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it, that all this kind of stuff that happens out there. You know, friends, tomorrow, if you are in the Denver area, the Denver, Colorado area, and you're going down to the Capitol, please call us. Maybe you can call us today if you're going to be headed down that way. I'm not going to try to get down there, I don't think, because we have to do the show, but I want to do live reports from what's happening on the Capitol. And this, of course, again, is another one of those stories that deals with elections and what's going on here. And, you know, there was a great story that they posted in our, in our chat room also on these elections. And we have that chat room at lightspeedradio.chatango.com. Good people in there. I do appreciate you folks. And sorry we don't get in there more to discuss everything that you're posting like we'd like to. And we probably should. But I do try to catch up with everything that's going on in there. And great posts from a lot of different locations and stories. But if you're going down to the, of course it would be up to a lot of people, but if you're going up to the U.S., not the U.S. Capitol, the Denver, Colorado State Capitol tomorrow for the protest, and you're going to be out there and you have your cell phone and you can give us an on-the-spot review from 1 to 2 o'clock our time in Mountain here on the show, we'd love to hear from you. Things are getting heavy in dealing with this election issue because there are so many things going on right now that are really, really up in the air, and people are very antsy about it, Dave.
Oh, yeah, well, with good reason. And always, always, always be careful if you're going to go down there. And if you can shoot video, especially if the thugs get out and start cracking heads, we would definitely like to be able to document that, even if you got to get back with us next week to talk about that. Hey, you know, whatever it takes. But definitely, number one rule, be safe.
Right. Yeah, we don't want anybody getting hurt. And, you know, keep it peaceful. You know, prove that you're more civil than the people who are opposing you are. That's all.
And that's not hard.
Yeah, it really isn't these days. Absolutely. So, yeah, we'll be glad to... you know, to hear from you on the location, if you're there, if you're out there today and you're in the Denver area and you plan to go, give us a call. We'll bring you up on air, get to know you, of course, and know who to look for, and watch out for your safety, of course. But give us a call at 800-313-9443. We had a great guest on yesterday, Tim from Roberts & Roberts Brokerage Exchange, you know, which is one of the sponsors for RBN here. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org. And you can find out more about gold, silver, and even Bitcoin, which is kind of cool because he trades Bitcoin for gold and back and forth. You know, that's a novel new approach to all of this. Money, of course, those Federal Reserve, fraudulent reserve notes, you know, or anything else. But, you know, it was a good interview, and I'm sorry we ran out of time because I think he was wanting to go a little longer with us. You know, we had to kind of cut him off. But, you know, there were some people who called in, and I apologize because I'm a little bit long-winded, and we get to talking, and then, you know, we find out later on that somebody has called in, and we're, you know, we're kind of, oh, boy, we're right in the middle of a topic, or our guest is talking or something like that. But I do apologize to you folks for listening in and trying to enter into the conversation. I mean, you know, sometimes we... Well, let's put it this way. We have some of our call-in guests who are a little bit like chasing balloons in the wind. You know what I mean, Dave? I mean, it's like, hey, can we focus on one thing here, you know? And sometimes it's hard to get those folks to stay focused on the topic. And we let them go for a little while. But, you know, and then at times we have some really great call-ins, too. And people just want to make a quick comment or just want to enter in, ask a question, stay on topic, and we get to that. And we're always glad to hear from you folks because you guys make this network happen. And Dave and I are just like, we're just honored. Really, the truth is we are honored and privileged to be here. It's, You know, it's always a privilege to be able to speak to such a great group of people, and we're here and we're doing what we can while we can. You know, might be some changes coming down the way, but we'll do what we can just to help the network, and we do appreciate that. Dave?
Yeah, what he said.
What he said, there you go. Yeah, I mean, Dave usually keeps me from hyperventilating, friends, but you know, it's good to have you along on the show today too, Dave, and, you know, lots of stories, lots of news, lots of things happening. What do you see on your plate there?
Oh, more insanity. Now, he posted that story about they're talking about ISIS and the sex slaves. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's think about this for a second. They claim that ISIS is all these fundamentalist, you know, radical Islam, you know, terrorist guys. Okay, with, you know, Islam, if they're really all that devout in their religion, they're not even allowed to see a woman that's not their wife and naked, and yet they have sex slaves, and they do all this pornography and everything else. I think that absolutely underscores the fact that who they are being told that they are by this media and this government is nothing but bovine excrement.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's, we're dealing with a lot of rough characters. And, of course, you know, these people are not really loyal to anybody. And that's what is really the problem with a lot of what's going on over there. And, I mean, it's been this way for a long, long, long time. And it's been said before that if the children of Ishmael could, you know, keep from fighting among themselves, they would rule the world. But there's been wars between these people over tribal areas, over religion, over so much that's been going on. And, of course, when we get involved, right, when we go over there and we arm people, we set brother against brother, we set up regions and territories and buy and sell and all kinds of things that are happening over there, it only gets worse. So, you know, I mean, the big problem, of course, with immigration, and, you know, as I've said before, my daughter attends a school that's, kind of predominantly upwardly mobile Latino kids, Latino, Latina, I guess, or Hispanic kids. And, you know, a lot of those young people think, La Raza, the race, you know, and they talk about racist. And I said, you know, I hate to hear that word being thrown around. I think it's a very dangerous word, especially when people use it so loosely. But, the point is, these people, a lot of these kids, they don't like Donald Trump. They don't like the idea of the wall. Some of them are no people who are here on a borderline legality or not legal or whatever. And the situation being that, Dave, you know, what they don't understand is that only about 60% or maybe a little more of the illegals coming into this country are coming from Latin America. It's not all, okay? We got a lot of people coming here that we don't know at all. From all over the world. Chinese, in big, crates and, you know, cartons that are coming across the ocean. We got, you know, people from all over Asia. We got a lot of Canadians. Hey, Canadians? Yeah. We got a lot of those. We got a lot of people. And the reality is, you know, we don't know who some of these people are that are coming in just freely across the border. And we're stirring up all kinds of trouble all over the world. And, that's not a good policy. That's a bad policy.
That's a bad policy. It's all retarded. Okay, so the borders are wide open and they're letting anybody that wants to get in here, no matter what their intentions are, just walk across the border. No big deal. But if we want to fly inside of our own country from point to point, from like say, you know, Denver to Atlanta, we're going to have to go through those naked body scanners and get molested and have our stuff broken and stolen by TSA to supposedly make us safer. I mean, what the hell are these people smoking?
Yeah, exactly. What are they thinking or smoking or doing? You know, because I mean, we've got some people and you know, you've seen these reports where I mean, just about anybody dressed up in a costume or something like that can walk back and forth across the Rio Grande River and not really have anyone check them or stop them. We've seen drug deals go down, you know, where people come across the river, load a bunch of suitcases of obviously contraband into a truck and then jump and go across the river again as the truck drives off on our side. We've seen this. But, I mean, you know, you can't stir up trouble all over the world and expect it not to come home to roost, especially when you leave the door and the gate open the way they have.
Yeah, and they did that on purpose. They want this stuff to come in here so they can further their police state agenda, declare martial law because we have terrorists on the streets, and take the rest of our rights away. Not that there's many left these days.
Right. Now, here's a story that Cap just posted in the chat room. It's the West's terrorist catch and release program, and this was posted April 13th by Tony Carlucci. It says virtually every suspect involved in the recent Brussels bombing had been tracked, arrested, in custody, either by European security agencies or the agencies of their allies, but inexplicably released and allowed to carry out both the Brussels attack as well as the Paris attack that preceded it. Now, this is a classic example from Brussels, and we knew about this before, but the same thing is relatively true with our catch-and-release program that's happening here right now. We're seeing the same thing. There is evidently somebody who is not paying attention deliberately. I was watching a Pilots for 9/11 Truth video yesterday that didn't get a lot of hits, but I'm sure there's probably various copies of it up there on the Internet, Dave. And, you know, it talked about all the problems and all the difficulties and everything that had happened with 9/11 and how it was just virtually impossible to explain that this kind of attack could have taken place and continued the way it did from the time the first plane went off track, was under confirmation of being hijacked, and hit the North Tower, all the way through to the Pentagon. It is just without any explanation that is rational, logical, or in any other way than it was planned to be allowed to do this. Now, we know that was the case because this was an act of the U.S. terrorizing its citizens in order to start a war and pass the Patriot, quote, Act, and all this other stuff. Now, we know very well what happened there. But, I mean, you're seeing the same ingredients right now with the border situation. You're seeing a contrived failure of security. And that's absolutely something that has to be looked at and be a part of this election. And so going back to my daughter's high school, where you have a lot of these young kids that are upwardly mobile Hispanic, and of course, they're very influenced by the knee-jerk liberalism of the liberation theology, Jesuit Marxism, which is what it is. They have no idea that what they're getting into, they're ruining their own future. And, you know, I've heard also some rumors coming across through the grapevine over there, Dave, that some of these Hispanic kids are wondering where all the Asian kids are coming from. What goes around, huh? And they're going to be saying, you don't speak English? What is wrong with you? You live in Mexico. I come all the way from China. I speak English. You learn to speak English. They're not going to have a lot of patience with them.
Okie dokie.
You get the B- on test, you dummy. You know, I mean, wait until they deal with that. See, we can only import about 100 million Chinese. That wouldn't affect them much. And maybe 100 million people from India. Wouldn't affect them much. 100 million from Malaysia and all that area out there. That'd be about the size of the United States population right now, doubled. And I don't think the people who are Hispanic would like that very much, because we thought we were the big time growing race, and now all of a sudden there's Muslims having hundreds of kids over here. You know, wow. I mean, it's really strange. People just don't see what's happening here. The thing is out of order. And, you know, obviously they've got to have to do something about it if they want to even keep this country. But it's like they don't want to, isn't it, Dave? It's really strange. It's like,
no, they don't want to. They want to tear down everyone's borders and everyone's sovereignty and enslave everyone to a globalized private central banking tyranny, you know, with global authority for, you know, vaccines and global warming and everything else. You must do what we tell you to do. You will live how we tell you to do it. And if you don't like it, we're going to arrest you, or we're going to kill you, or we're going to torture you, or any number of other things. We have a big-time problem with fascist tyranny rising right here in the good old United States.
Right, we sure do. And, you know, there was, we might play this clip if you haven't heard it. Robert De Niro was on the Today Show, and he was, you know, he was very vocal about the situation with the movie at the Tribeca Film Festival, where he, you know, talked about how, you know, all these people raised a fuss, and he said, what's the problem? Aren't we open to any conversation? He has an 18-year-old boy who is autistic, and there's questions that he has about vaccinations. And, you know, he says, let's find out the truth. You know, and of course, when we talk about vaccines, we're talking about a serious, serious problem, friends. And I applaud Robert De Niro for standing up, and he talked quite a bit on that. We may play that clip, you know, in the second part of the show. It's pretty long. He talks for a long time, believe it or not, on today, you know, and has a lot to say about it. And I think maybe we'll play that and give him a chance to speak for himself. And I think the man is very, very on point and right on to raise these questions. What do you think, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I liked Robert De Niro to start with, but I have a heck of a lot more respect for him now, and I think he deserves the right to be able to speak and have his First Amendment rights heard by the people, because he's bringing up some very poignant questions that are affecting lots of people, and they've been brushing the evidence of the links to autism and all this other cancer stuff and the vaccines right under the rug, and that's not good.
Yep, they sure have. Well, let's see if we can try to get that clip up and let Robert De Niro talk for himself. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? We'll talk to you right after the break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. Again, if you're going to be at Denver tomorrow at the Capitol building for the protest on the Colorado primary process and how it was stolen, then you want to give us a live report. There are going to be a lot of people here. This story has gone very, very big, and it's a classic example of so much of what we're talking about. 400 people arrested just on the 11th here, I guess it was, Monday or over the weekend there in Washington, D.C. This is a record number of people arrested at the U.S. Capitol. We don't hear anything about it. And all these people are also complaining about elections. But if you're going to be there tomorrow and you can call us, please let us know. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. There will be coverage of this. Of course, you better get an early start because we are expecting rain. It's going to start in the later afternoon, I guess. But I want to hear what's going on. And this is important. You know, I mean, here we are. We're at a point where we might be able to get a little bit of our country back. Let's see what happens. But at least if we go down, we can go down saying we were pointing out all the problems that were here and were going on the entire time, Dave. And so I've got that clip from Robert De Niro that I sent to our producer, and we'll see if we can get that up in maybe the next longer segment because it lasts a long time. It's about 6 minutes. He has a lot to say about, you know, what filmmaking and independent filmmaking should be about, freedom of expression in Hollywood, not controlled by the medical industrial complex. And I think it's very good.
Yeah, that's very awesome. And a little word of advice to people out there, kind of keep aware of your surroundings. If you're going down to the protests, you don't want to get involved in any head bashing or anything like that. And if you do call in, definitely let them know on the phone immediately that you are live on the ground with breaking news so we can bump you to the front of the queue and get to you right away, because I don't want to miss out on anybody that's actually out there and reporting live, you know, from the protests. So we certainly appreciate hearing from anybody out there. But again, number one rule, be safe. If you don't feel like you're going to be safe, don't do it. It's not worth it.
Really isn't, you know, and sometimes when you get in these kinds of things, you know, there's a lot of adrenaline by law enforcement, and this is one of the things you have to watch out. These guys, they get pumped up. I remember I went to the Tea Party protest, and I took my camera there, my video camera, and I was shooting a lot of video and stuff like that. And I thought I'd walk around and get some pictures, and it was like this cop on this bicycle was following me, you know, because I'm shooting pictures of the Capitol building. I'm thinking, you know, right, like, if I'm a terrorist, I'm going to come down here during a demonstration, right, when there's 1,000 cops or something like that, and take pictures of the buildings, you know. I don't know for sure, but it seemed like he really had this idea that he had to keep an eye on me while I was videotaping pictures of the U.S. Capitol.
You're not allowed to videotape the overlord. Steve, where have you been?
Right, yeah, it wasn't even the U.S. Capitol. It was a different capital. I've been in that building since I was 6 years old, friends, up and down all around it. As a matter of fact, there are tunnels underneath it that go all over the place, okay? If you've been in the freaky tunnels underneath that building, you'd be really surprised because they go up and down the streets and stuff like that, long corridors of underground tunnels. I've been in those. I mean, I did it all legally. We shot a video about them, you know. And about these wild tunnels that were under the buildings, and most people don't know about it, but they actually had a tunnel at one point that would open up into the House of Representatives chamber, because during the time that KKK ran the state of Colorado, they had to bring special witnesses in there unannounced and unknown, and they could bring them into into the state house room from underground. It was pretty strange. But I mean, you know, it's kind of funny that, you know, that when people get all hipped up on these kinds of things and, you know, everybody steps up to be the law and order, you know what I mean? And, Dave's warning should be, well heeded, friends. Be careful, you know, don't get your, it's not worth getting hurt over. Show up, take your pictures, make your comments, you know, you be sane if everybody else is insane around you, please.
And there's plenty enough of that to go around, you know, I tell you, just be careful. I mean, it's going to come to the point eventually here in this country that it's going to get violent and we're not going to be able to ignore it. But right now we need to try to remain peaceful, maintain the high ground, and speak out rationally and clearly.
Wow, Dave, I couldn't have said it any better. Yeah, that's what we both agree with. And we want you to stay safe, stay active, but stay safe and you know, don't get yourself into trouble. All right, when we come back, we'll play some of this clip from, today's show, which Robert De Niro has some great things to say. Stay with us on Lightspeed.
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. Steve and Dave with you here. And, you know, if you've listened to our show, we've talked a lot about the vaccine issue, the medical industrial complex, which is out of control, friends. And they're dangerous. They've become very, very dangerous. They're unethical. It's all about money. They're now forcing your kids to take this conglomeration of vaccinations, and they're going to try to keep them out of school and all kinds of things. They're going to put pressure on you. And, you know, Dave, Robert De Niro is one of those guys who stood up and stood out. He's been affected by this. He has an 18-year-old that has autism, and he's wondering now what happened and asking questions. And he was bold enough to stand up. And, of course, he tried to get this film vaxxed in his Tribeca Film Festival. But they complained so much. And he talks about that with producer Jane Rosenthal on NBC Today for quite some time. Any comment before we go to the clip here, Dave?
Now let's hear what old Robert De Niro has got to say.
All right, let's listen to that. Go ahead and play that, Mr. Producer. Thanks.
A controversy, some headlines at the beginning of this year's festival when it was announced that this film called Vaxxed would be screened at the festival. Later, the festival pulled it. Was it because of the backlash? Were you surprised that people reacted the way that they did?
I was shooting a movie. I was in the middle of a lot of stuff. I think the movie is something that people should see. There was a backlash which I haven't fully explored, and I will, but I didn't want it to start affecting the festival in ways that I couldn't see. But definitely there's something to that movie, and there's another movie called Trace Amounts. And there's a lot of information about things that are happening with the CDC, the pharmaceutical companies. There's a lot of things that are not said. I, as a parent of a child who has autism, I'm concerned, and I want to know the truth, and I'm not anti-vaccine. I want safe vaccines. When you get some people can't get a certain type of shot, and they can die from it, you know, even penicillin. So why should that not be with vaccine, which it isn't?
So you said you went public for the first time saying that your 18-year-old son does have autism.
Yes.
That had been a very private thing for you. And
yes.
Part of the reason you wanted this film shown was to start that conversation.
Absolutely.
Do you believe you'll now have a role in that conversation going forward?
Possibly, yes. Because the thing is that to shut it down, there's no reason to. If you're a scientist, let's see. Let's hear. Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down. And you guys are the ones that should be the investigating. Do the investigating.
I think the film was controversial because people felt that the filmmaker had been discredited.
Even he, I'm not so sure about. At the end of the day, even him.
Jane,
well, there weren't sponsors or donors that were threatening to pull out of the film festival. It was our filmmakers, and we're known for having amazing documentary films. You can take a look at our lineup, whether it's what we're starting with tonight or some other documentaries that are, you know, equally controversial that we have at the festival. So it was our filmmakers that were pulling out. There's another amazing film about.
I find that amazing, and we're going to talk about that.
But there's another amazing film that was done by Roger Ross Williams that won the Audience Award at Sundance called Life Animated about autism.
Right.
And it's a really beautiful film about the Susskind family. And
it's a beautiful film, but it's another thing. It's the result of. It's not questioning how some people got autism, how the vaccines are dangerous, if not given, dangerous to certain people who are more susceptible. And nobody seems to want to address that, or they say they've addressed it, and it's a closed issue, but it doesn't seem to be, because there are many people who will come out and say, no, I saw my kid change like overnight. I saw what happened, and I should have done something, and I didn't. So there's more to this than meets the eye, believe me.
Is that the experience you had, Robert? Something changed overnight?
My wife says that. I don't remember, but my child is autistic. And every kid is different. But there is something there. There's something there that people aren't addressing. And for me to get so upset here today on the Today Show with you guys means there's something there. That's all I wanted was the movie to be seen. People can make their own judgment, but you must see it. And there are other films, other things that also just document and show. You know, it's not such a simple thing.
Do you regret pulling it now in some sense?
Part of me does, and part of me says, let me let it go for now. You know, and I'll deal with it later in another way. But because I didn't want the festival to be affected in a way, because it was like a knee-jerk reaction. And especially from the filmmakers, frankly, that I
the other filmmakers who were in the festival.
Whoever they were, I didn't even want to ask.
Yeah.
But now I will ask.
Robert, it is nearly consensus in the scientific community that there's no link there. Do you believe that's not true?
I believe it's much more complicated than that. It's much more complicated than that. There is a link, and they're saying there isn't, but there's certain things. There's the obvious one is thimerosal, which is mercury. based preservative. But there are other things there that I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but I know because I've seen so much reaction about just let's find out the truth. Let's just find out the truth. I'm not anti-vaccine, as I say, but I'm pro-safe vaccine. And there are some people who cannot take a vaccine, and they have to be found out and warned that you just don't give a kid a bunch of shots, and then something happens. And some parents, you know, even in this documentary, they say, I knew I shouldn't have done it. I knew I shouldn't have done it. I talked to the doctor. He's the doctor. I should listen. I did it the next day. Imagine how the parent feels.
The worry is that people who hear those words and wonder about it will then not have their child vaccinated, which has led to a higher incidence of things like mumps and measles, that kind of thing.
I don't know if those statistics are accurate. I'm not the one to say, but I would question even that. There's a kind of a hysteria, a knee-jerk reaction. Let's see. As I say, everyone should have the choice to take vaccines. Some places it's becoming mandatory, but it does benefit the big drug companies, funnily enough.
If you want to start to look at facts and statistics, one of the things that you do need to look at in this movie, Vaxxed, is the contradictions of facts and statistics right off the top with what's stated, with what the rise is, what the graph is, and then people saying something different. So you need to read the reviews of that movie. Make your own decision. Clearly, the festival has about 100 other movies that are in the festival. This was only going to be screened once. They've certainly had their voice and their time, and there's amazing films about other issues of social impact, whether it's the criminal justice system, an amazing film called The Return, another film about Herbalife, a whistleblower story, another film about drone warfare, National Bird, which is it really asks a lot of questions about how we go to war. Certainly the festival is about having conversation, and there's also some fun films too, Family Fang with Jason Bateman.
Okay, yeah, you get the idea there. Quite a bit of talking, Dave, if you got a chance to hear that. And he was raising some good questions, even about the effectiveness, efficacy, or whatever they call that word, you know, how well these vaccines actually work, which is a serious question to begin with as to whether they actually eradicated polio and mumps and measles. Well, not mumps, but measles and a lot of these other diseases, Dave. You know, I thought he was pretty bold coming out and making that kind of a statement. And you can say that he was actually looking into why a lot of these other filmmakers were putting pressure on him as well and some of these other questions.
Yep, absolutely. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that story unfolds. They're definitely under fire. Scientific consensus, my ass. You know, they're just making stuff up. It's just like the global warming thing. They take all this, you know, cooked data and say, oh, there's a scientific consensus on here, and you can't bother to question it. And, you know, when you can't question something, that's what kind of raises the red flags there, because, you know, a scientific method, hey, it should be able to stand all the questions in the world. Let's question it. Let's go back over the data. Let's see if we can reproduce this over and over again and see if it's actually reliable. Oh, no, it's more of a religion now than science. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it actually is. And, of course, I understand completely, having made a very lengthy documentary on the HIV/AIDS question, which is almost 20 years ago now. It's coming up on 20 years that I released that. And, man, we were shut out of distribution everywhere, asking the kinds of questions that needed to be asked about HIV. You know, John Rappaport, who is one of my favorite health reporters at nomorefakenews.com, nomorefakenews.com. You can read up on his stuff, where he talks about Zika virus, Ebola, H1N1, and he goes all the way back to 1987, disputing the viral AIDS hypothesis, that is, the cause of AIDS being HIV. And, you know, he's done a lot of this over the years, but we're talking about one of the biggest arms of the propaganda system in this medical industrial complex, which is spreading all kinds of bad information and terrorism, fear threats, in order to propagate big pharma, in order to herd us into this sophisticated sheep stall. And friends, you know, we ran into that with my documentary on AIDS. If you want to look at it, you can see it for free. And it's very lengthy, because we go into 10 reasons why HIV is not the cause of AIDS, what the real causes of AIDS actually are, because we are not AIDS deniers, as they try to, you know, pigeonhole us and the, you know, the Holocaust denier or flat earthers or whatever they want to call us, you know. No. We don't, there was a true AIDS epidemic, or let's put it this way, people dying of immune deficiency in very, very large numbers in the late to mid 80s all the way through to the 90s. And a lot of it had to do with, the toxic drugs like AZT. But we go into the reasons of why this happened that are not related at all to a virus, and virtually no evidence of HIV that is really strongly documenting the fact that it can even be sexually transmitted, friends. Now, what we're measuring for is a antibody. It's not really the virus. We use a lot of different tests. We have one called the ELISA, which is an enzyme-linked assay test, a Western blot test, which measures gene proteins. We have culture tests, CD4 tests, P24 antigen tests, polymerase chain reaction or PCR tests. There's all kinds of tests, but none of them are a gold standard. None of them prove anything that proves that this virus is the cause with all these different tests. Anyhow, long story short, you can watch that film for free if you go to my website at AIDSfraudvideo.com. AIDSfraudvideo.com. You can see the film right there, and you can take a look at it all. It's a very lengthy film. We talk about this, but this medical industrial complex and the way they censor information like this, man, I'm firsthand experienced at that because I know what they did to us. We put a lot of money into that documentary, and we could not find distribution anywhere for it. And this thing has now spent, this AIDS, HIV AIDS fraud, has now spent $500 billion, friends, and poisoned millions and millions of people with these toxic drugs like AZT, which are designed, that's not a side effect, they're designed to destroy your DNA. They're giving this to pregnant women in masses in Africa. Okay. So, I mean, what we're seeing here with this is the ways and means by which they can create the hoopla and hysteria about diseases and then push people through the aisles and force them against even their inclinations and maybe their apprehensions to cooperate with this kind of system. And it makes me fighting mad when I see what they're doing to our children with this stuff. So here you have Robert De Niro, a brave man, I think, to stand up like this. Of course, he's coming to the end of his career, you might say. He's done so many great films. But when a guy like that stands up and talks like this, I think he needs to be listened to and respected because he's gone through it himself. I know what it's like being one of these independent filmmakers producing something that people need to see, and you're completely shut out of the media. So I said my piece there, Dave.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. It needs to be heard. The free discourse of information across society needs to be unhindered by profit of medical industrial complex, security industrial complex, blah, blah, blah. There's so many greedy people out there just wanting to get a fast buck, and they don't care who the hell they hurt to do it. And unfortunately, it's going to get to the point where people are going to completely just write the whole thing off, and what good the medical industry can do for us is going to get overlooked because there's so much bad stuff in there. It would be nice if they would just start being honest with us. I mean, isn't that a novel thought?
Yep, it sure would be. And, you know, of course, call it whatever you will. You know, one of the definitions of the sorcery of the harlot of Babylon, sorcery is translated from the Greek word pharmakia. Pharmakia, ladies and gentlemen. The pharmakia of the whore of Babylon deceived all the nations. And that's what's happening right here. It's very, very big. The medical industrial complex is as dangerous, maybe even more dangerous, than the military industrial complex, friends. You're seeing it with Obamacare. You're seeing it with everything that they're trying to do to force you into this system. It's not about competitive care. It's not about honest science and evaluation. It's about what the AMA, the Rockefeller AMA, says. It's the protocol of madness. And anytime somebody stands up against it and starts asking questions, and they tell you, well, the consensus of science, what do they know about the consensus of science? You know that I could train a 10-year-old kid who is pretty articulate with enough graphs on an easel to go up and to debate the head of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease, Anthony Fauci, and he would obliterate him with logic. And I would believe that an impartial audience of adults listening would come away saying about 85 to 90%, you know, I think that kid beat him up. I think that kid proved that something was very wrong with what he was telling. And you know, you'd have to chain that guy to the podium because he'd say, "Well, I have a phone call. I have to get out." You know what I mean? He'd be sweating and I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. I mean, these
exactly.
people are such frauds.
Well, the key is to get impartial people to actually look at this stuff and, you know, actually comment on it, because what the comments are that you're getting on these things right now are anything but impartial.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They're impartial. There's a whole lot of vested interest in these people. And I mean, you know, you can, yeah, when you're talking $500 billion, you know, come on, you know, I mean, that's a lot of money we've spent. Think of all the people who have died and all the babies who have been malformed because their mothers were taking AZT, forced to take AZT during their pregnancy. And do you know that about 9 out of 10 babies born to HIV infect, quote, HIV infected mothers, 9 out of 10 will seroconvert and be HIV negative in about 18 months. So what you're doing is you're poisoning all 10 babies in order to make some sort of artificial fudged improvement on the 1 out of 10. You know what I mean? It's absolutely insane feeding AZT to pregnant women. And it's just as bad poking our kids with all this thermiosol and mercury and everything else that we're talking about here. They're after our kids. They're
Don't
trying to
forget
kill
the Nogalase.
Yeah, the Nogalase, Dave, that's your expertise, the area of Nogalase. Tell us about it if you got another few seconds here.
Well, they're sticking this Nogalase protein in there, protein that's created by cancer cells that shuts off part of the immune system. It's a defense the cancer cells have against the immune system to continue to grow. That's why that GCMAF research over in Europe was so successful at doing things like treating cancer and reversing autism. Reversing autism. Okay, we need to look at this because there's something there.
Sure is, and we'll talk a little bit more about it in the last segment here on Lightspeed. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Hey, welcome back. Last segment of Lightspeed today. Of course, we got on the health topic, the vaccinations, the AIDS fraud, all these other things that are going on, the Zika virus. And you know, just up the road from me, Dave, is the CDC Center for Studying Zika virus. And they've been studying it for years, and it's always been nothing of any kind of calamity scale that you hear about today. You know, excuse me, just a kind of a harmless virus is what they were telling us, you know.
It's the Freaka virus.
The Freaka virus. Yeah, the Freaka Zika. And, you know, it sounds like some kind of a hokey pokey dance, which is what it is. It's all hokey pokey, friends. And, you know, we need to catch up with the medical industrial complex, and we need a whole new revamping. This is a whole nother area where you open up the lid of this corruption and, ooh, you just smell the vile, you know, decay of what's been going on here. And it's breaking the back of the American people. It's a big part of what's gone wrong here. And I don't know exactly where Mr. Trump fits into all of this, but we need some good people in the CDC and in the NIH to start doing evaluations and fast on what's happening here. You're not going to fix healthcare until you fix that part of it as well. Right?
Oh, yeah, you got to get rid of all the bad people. I mean, I don't care if we don't get good people in there. We just need to get the bad people gone. That's a start.
Yep, absolutely is. We got to get rid of these folks, and they're causing so much trouble. And, you know, we've got some good posts in our chat room. Go to our chat room, lightspeedradio.chatango.com. A lot of good things up there that I could read into, and we could spend a couple hours talking about, but we're out of time just about. Some good stuff, and we do appreciate you folks out there helping and being where you are. You know, tomorrow again, we'll see what happens at the state capitol in Colorado over this whole situation with the election. But we've got to see what we can do. And friends, it may not be, all of our solutions may not be at the very top. You know what I mean? At the presidential level. But we got to get good people. And if you're thinking about running for office, you know, you might look at getting into a good third party this year, because I got a feeling a lot of people are going to be so disgusted with both of the parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, by November. Hey, you might make three speeches and get elected, you know?
That's entirely possible. We've already seen a strong distaste for all the incumbents. The incumbents have been voted out for a while, so now that they start to see what the party politics is doing to us, we're going to make the decision for you. Your vote doesn't count. And that really disenfranchises and pisses a lot of people off. So maybe a third party or a fourth party or a fifth party might actually start to rise up out of the ashes of this. So this could end up being a good thing in the long run, maybe. We
right.
can hope.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the best changes are at the local level, as our friend Fred Kelly Grant from the StandUpAndFightClub.com. Stand Up and Fight Club.
Yep. And the rule number one about Stand Up and Fight Club is you must talk about Stand Up and Fight Club.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about it, so we're following the rules. And, you know, it's, again, local. I mean, these people have made major changes, and you got to watch out. Agenda 21 and all these people are coming into your community, and they're rewriting all kinds of plans for you, and the devils are in the details. Nobody reads these things before they sign on the dotted line. It's like buying used cars, you know. That's what they're doing. And they're selling us out, friends. We're going to have to get with it, or we are going to have to pay the consequences. Well, Dave, it's been another good show, I think, to a large extent. You want to give us a send-off and give us a hopeful for tomorrow?
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully it'll all go pretty smoothly and peacefully tomorrow. We'll have to see. It kind of makes you wonder, these people don't have enough free time that they have to mess with us. Anyway, hey, we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay safe and stay free.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Right off the back, we got some important news from the CDC. That's right. The Center for Disease Control is now coming out with an absolutely groundbreaking study. They're hard at work. Remember, the CDC is the people we need to turn to for all health analysis, for all epidemic information, and so on and so forth. And they just have come out with, again, an absolutely revolutionary study. You will not hear this anywhere else. I'm glad to break it here on today's Bob Tuscan Show. It's January 7th, 2016. This is big, folks. The CDC is now reporting, again, breaking news, same-sex intimacy nearly three times more common for women than men. That's right. Women are more likely to get it on with one another. This is big news. Adults under the age of 45 were studied, and new research reveals women are almost three times as likely to report same-sex intimacy as men. And almost 7% say they're gay or bisexual, compared to 4% of men. Although these numbers have inched up in recent years, researchers have long noted that women exhibit more flexibility in their sexual preference than men. The findings are based on surveys completed from 2000.